It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, it is. Hello and welcome to our Talking Flicks episode. JT here, and oh my God, you are not going to believe this. Mr. Lee. Hello, stranger.
I'm back.
He's back. Roll the party music, please. Wow.
Did you miss me?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, no, I did.
Yeah, I did miss. Can I say, I did listen to the podcast, and I think you and Duncan did a great job for the 2 weeks that I wasn't here for those Wednesdays, because it was really hard for me to get to the Wednesday ones. But can I tell you, JT, the reason why I wasn't here for the Wednesdays? But
I'll fill us in. Now hold on. You had a special assignment or something. That was what was what you told me was going on.
Special assignment. Yep, I actually was at Disneyland in Tokyo, and last week was insane. Everything was Moana 2 because, of course, it dropped last Thursday here in Australia. But you should have seen Disney. It was it was just magical. And I have been to a lot of Disneylands around the world, and having Moana and all that, in all the shops it was all Moana. It was just insane. But it was great to go visit Disneyland a couple of days before Moana opened.
Well, when you said you had something better to do, you weren't lying, were you? So there you go. No.
Yes. So, yeah. And I also ducked to Universal Studios at Osaka as well. So I thought that would be really good to check out. And that was too. I have to say, the Jurassic Park ride at Universal Studios Osaka is incredible. I shouldn't have done it just straight after lunch, but JT, word of warning, do not go on a ride that upside down when you've just had lunch.
Oh, thank you for that. I can just picture it now. Yeah. Well, I enjoy my time too, Mr. Lee. I enjoy my time watching those rides on YouTube. So I do appreciate you telling me all about it. But seriously, welcome back. And I'm glad you had a good time.
Thank you.
And thank you to Duncan too, who did a great job filling in.
Thank you.
He seriously did enjoy his time in your shoes, Mr. Lee. So he was making himself quite comfortable.
He did. And he was actually, was there some talk that you're going to get rid of me and put Duncan in full time?
Well, my favorite saying, Mr. Lee, never take a holiday. So, and what did you do? Yeah, so. No, you're irreplaceable, Mr. Lee. It is good to have you back.
That's true.
I did tear up a little bit. But that's okay. Good. It's good that you're here now. I did miss you. So great to have you back. And what a movie to come back with as well. Now, it was 2016 when we got Pokemon Go. It was the year of Brexit. And Donald Trump also became president for the first time. Also the year that we got the Disney animated Moana. Can you believe it's been 8 years now?
Well, should that have been a prediction? If Moana 2 was getting to open, we should have known Trump was going to win.
That is really freaky.
Well, at least we know he can't run again. But if he could run again and they release Moana 3, we could say, yeah, he's going to win. But
Trumpy.
He can't run again. So.
Yeah. Let's check out Moana 2.
Moana!
Little sis!
Fix it!
You were gone for...
It was 3 days.
Where are we going?
Before Maui stole Tifiti's heart, our ancestors wanted to connect our island to all the people of the entire ocean. It's my job as a wayfinder to finish what they started.
Wanna show our people just how far we'll go.
A call from the ancestors.
Hidden in a terrible storm, it's an ancient island. Setting foot on its sands would break the curse, bring our people together again.
I know what I have to do. Maui, I could really use your help.
Can I get a chihu?
You will be destroyed, and your wayfinder too.
Now I kind of miss the lava monster.
Ow! Ow!
What if you don't come back?
I'll be back. I promise.
Do
I hear people?
Those aren't people. Cock'em.
Aura!
You guys, we got this. Bring it on, Coco.
Yeah, what a movie. Let's bring our talk of Flixster to check it out. Today, it's the wonderful Chloe. Hello, Chloe.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Oh, I'm great. Mr. Lee's probably even better because he's all refreshed after his little oriental holiday that he didn't tell anyone about.
Oh, God, listening to him talk about it made me very annoyed. I really wanted to be there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got told he was crook, so, you know, there he is. JT, I'm really sick at the moment. I just can't come in.
You should have replaced him. You shouldn't feel bad about that.
No, I shouldn't feel bad about that, but I do. But he is bad.
So if you replace me, you have to get someone that rhymes with JT, you know, because JT, Grant Lee, you got to rhyme. So
yes,
whoever you replace me with.
We'll go with JT and Chloe. How about that? We'll put a hat in there.
Oh, wow. I have competition.
Everyone's trying to knock you off, Mr. Lee. What's going on?
Couple years.
Everyone wants my job. Oh, gee.
It is one of the best jobs in the world, though. We love talking movies. And Chloe, you got to go along and check out an absolute corker, Moana 2. Were you a fan of the first Moana movie? Because that set the bar very high, didn't it?
Yeah, it was such a good movie, the first one. And it was really scary going in there thinking, oh, I don't know how it's going to live up. But if you try not to compare it too much, it's really good. I really liked it. And the crowds were massive on the weekend and we still managed to get in there.
Which is really good because, yeah, I was actually looking remotely and I could see the crowds in Tamworth were big. I know Orange and Wagga were big as well. And it actually was huge everywhere. So tell me, does the story pick up from the last one?
Yeah, I think it's 3 years in the future. Like, so 3 years on, and they've had a little second baby, the little sis, so she must be around 3, I think, in the movie. And, yeah, I mean, it's pretty similar to the first one. The village is pretty similar, but she's out wayfinding instead of living at the village, which is pretty cool. So their whole perspective on, you know, leaving the island and everything's changed since the first one. It's pretty cool, you know, researching about wayfinders and how they used to do all of that. It's pretty factual in the movie, which is awesome.
Obviously, I think, you know, Moana, she has come a long way, obviously, in the movie as well. The maturity in that 3 years, yes, it's been 8, but 3 in the film. Does that come across?
Yeah, she's a total rock star in this one. Mm. She actually, when she first rocks up at the start, it's literally like the Rock is coming to see everybody at the island. And, you know, there's little Moana bees, they're called. They're like a little, you know, flock that come around dressed like her. And she's just like a god when she comes home, and she brings them things from the different islands, and you can tell she's a lot. She's more the chief than what her dad is in this movie, even though I don't think there's any official handover in this movie. But it's very cool to she seems older, but I don't know, looks the same. I'm confused. it's definitely the brother.
Tell me, did you go out and buy a dress like Moana after the movie to just be like her?
Literally the whole time I was thinking, where would I get that and would I look okay in it? I don't know if it's for older people. We'll see.
I just think that the animation is just amazing, isn't it? Like, when it comes to Disney films, you just can't go past how much effort they put into the animation. And the colour, the use of the colour too, the blue, the pink, the purple, it really stands out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's really pretty. And I just came back from Fiji, and it just reminded me so much of these islands, like just seeing the Polynesian, even just the culture and the prettiness of everything and how pristine it all is. It's just so pretty. And you don't see that in other movies, like you said, with Disney. They do put a lot of effort into that. And it's probably why their movies are a cut above the rest, really.
because they've also got a massive studio that can actually do it. The storyboards and all that, they were done in Burbank, and the actual movie, the animation, was actually done in Walt Disney Vancouver studios. So there are studios all over the world that are Walt Disney that can actually do little things. And I think when you've got so many talented people working for one company, that's why they can put out a product as good as what Moana or, you know, Wreck-It Ralph or any of those. That's why they can do it, which is good.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is quality. You don't see them pumping out a whole bunch of movies that are just like, you know, crappy. They're really good movies. And I couldn't tell the difference between the first and second, honestly, when you said that was in Vancouver. I couldn't tell a difference as far as, like, I don't know, with the picture and the color and stuff. It was all, I don't know, it seemed very similar.
When we look at the soundtrack, because the music was so important in Moana, the first movie, and our Talking Flickster from last week, Duncan, he actually has a question for you.
Were the songs in the second one on par with the songs from the first one? Does the sequel, you know, compare? Is it on that same level?
No, it's never going to be as good, I feel like, just to hit you honestly. I mean, like, Maui's song in the first one is totally legendary. And, I could, you know, anyone could sing it at any given moment. But, like, this, the second one, I felt like they were good songs, but they weren't written by the same people for a start. But also, I don't know, they were very catchy. I found, too, like, there was one called Beyond and then there was one called Get Loose, which was sung by the girl out of the Pussycat Dolls, the Nicole
Scherzer
girl.
Yeah,
she sang that. And it's really, it was really catchy. But I don't know. I don't see them being as popular as, as Maui's song. But the Chihu song that he sung was pretty cool.
Disney actually hired two young TikTokers to do the music. So anything with TikTok, of course, that's where it's going to come from. These two girls, Abigail Barlow and Emily Bear, these girls both started on TikTok and, you know, they've done a few soundtracks now. Obviously, this one being one of them. So, it's always going to be hard because we had How Far I'll Go that Alessia Cara did, and obviously You're Welcome, which I'm sure parents are still hearing the kids, still singing with the kids in the car.
What Nightmares Made Of. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it would always be hard to match that, wouldn't it? Coming out of the movie with some new songs that you can put in your repertoire. Yeah.
We like to compare it, but I don't think we have to. You know, nothing's ever going to be as good as the original. I mean, I don't know many movies that are as good as the original. Very rarely. I thought it was still really good. But maybe because we're getting so much amazing content now, it's really hard to keep pushing our boundaries as far as like amusement goes.
Which is true. Now, tell me, Chloe, are you a fan of The Rock, Dwayne Johnson?
Yes, I'm a huge wrestling fan. I have been since I was like 5. I watch everything that The Rock is in. And I didn't say that last time because we were giving you so much about Star Trek, but now you have some ammo against me.
Yeah, well, did you know his daughter now is a wrestler? And he always said his daughter would never be a wrestler. And now she's actually started wrestling. So she's going to be a prediction in the family.
She's going to be, the first fifth generation or something wrestler. She's like awesome. Yes. And she's probably going to be bigger than him.
Yeah, she's going to go a long way. One interesting little thing, Alan Tudyk, who plays the Rooster, do you remember seeing him in the movie, the Rooster?
The Rooster? Like Hey Hey?
Yeah, Hey Hey. That's his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was Alan Tudyk. He has been in every Disney animated film since 2012. So he has done voices of King Candy in Wreck-It Ralph. He was Duke Westleton in Frozen. He was in Big Hero 6, Zootopia, Hey Hey as well. So he is actually one of the only ones that I know of that has been in so many Disney movies doing character voicing. So that's pretty impressive for him because he does a lot of movies.
I feel like he got a bit of a downgrade with Hey Hey coming from all those other awesome movies and characters that Hey Hey doesn't do much.
He probably still got his, you know, $50 million to do it.
Yeah. I was going to say, Hey Hey and Pua are in this a lot more. Like, they're the stars of the show in this movie. So, I mean, maybe he did get his $50 million.
Chloe, are you a fan of animation? Like, do you like animated films? What was the first animated film that you watched? For Mr. Lee, it was like Snow White or something back in the 30s or whatever it was. And he still remembers it like it was yesterday. How about for you? Let's talk more about one of the 90s or 2000s films.
A 90s baby, yeah. I was thinking more along the lines of like Beauty and the Beast or Lion King. But I remember them being, I was just obsessed with those movies. Like, they were so great. And they were all, you know, hand-drawn animation. They were just so good. And you can tell that there were orchestras and stuff used for the music. Like, it was just very, you know, pristine. Like, it's just so unique. And I remember watching Aladdin for the first time. And, like, everything was so different. They weren't bringing out movies that were similar really in any way. But now, I mean, I think it's really hard, like we said before, it's really hard to find a movie that's going to impress us. Like, Encanto is the last one I remember watching going, oh, my God, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen. They're bringing out a lot of movies with different cultural backgrounds, and, like, that's why Moana's so cool, because the Polynesian side of things hasn't been shown before, and it's super interesting, all their history and things like that. Like, it's just very cool, whereas, you know, back in the day it was, oh, this princess needs to be saved by this guy, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And now it's Moana kicking butt everywhere. It's awesome.
Chloe, there is talk of a live-action rendition of Moana in 2026. And I believe, Mr. Lee, that is correct. Yes, that's on the cards. I believe it's already...
Yep. With The Rock in it.
The Rock, yes. Yep. So do you think that you'd begin to see, because you love an animation, obviously, how do you think you'd go with live action?
Well, I mean, The Rock is going to be dancing around in a grass skirt. I feel like I'm going to be the first one there lined up to see it, but also...
Oh, my goodness.
I saw pictures of it this week. He actually looks exactly like the cartoon version. It's awesome.
Well, you just want to hope Chloe is wearing some undies underneath that grass skirt, right? That's a guy.
Well, I mean, we watched him wrestle for 20 years in undies. There's nothing
Well, it is a kids' movie too. I doubt they'd let him freeball it, but you never know, do you?
Yeah. I can't believe you said that. That's funny.
Yeah, what rating does this have?
Oh, look, this doesn't have one. So, we do like to keep it PG, though. We do have a lot of young listeners, I'm sure, out there that wouldn't like us talking about, you know, R-rated type stuff, which we don't do much of, by the way. This is a family-friendly show, right, Mr. Lee?
Absolutely, JT. It's a very family show.
I heard a lot of mums in the cinema on the weekend talking about how good-looking the cartoon version of The Rock is. So, I mean, you can't
get past it. Well, Mr. Lee's just thinking, ding, 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 girls' night out, I think. That's what he's thinking. He's already worked it out now.
Yeah, it's booked in. It's done.
You could do a Dwayne Johnson marathon, Mr. Lee.
Oh, my God. I need to help organise this, and I also need to be there.
Mr. Lee will make sure there's bag checks before all the ladies go in, right?
Yeah. Or, you know what? I just had another thought, JT. Chloe, we could have a parade of The Rocks. I was going to say JT's. The Rocks. We could have that looks like The Rock. We could do that.
My gosh. Best costumes. Oh, my God. How would we choose? I feel like, my God, Fast and the Furious, The Rock is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No. I think that would start riots if we did that, couldn't we? There'd be riots for sure.
Well, you might have them showing up in their, like, bum bags with their, you know, black singlets and stuff on. That could get weird.
Yeah. Could get very weird.
Oh, that could. Yeah. He's actually quite embarrassed, I think, with that photo too, talking of that. But it was leather. It was real leather.
When he was a wrestler, no one's going to tell him he looks gross.
No, exactly. I've actually just finished watching a documentary with The Rock, and it was actually quite interesting because that's how I knew that his daughter's now a wrestler and all this other stuff. And yeah,
he's like so down to earth. That's how he's probably maintained that notoriety over this whole amount of time.
Correct. And he knows where he came from, which was not from much, and he still is grounded, which he bought his mum a $3-something million house. Ooh. Because she lived in a really, you know, not a nice house. So he bought her a house, which is so nice, you know. That's the type of guy he is. I'd like to have a beer with him. I reckon he'd be fun.
Yeah, imagine the stories. I just want to hear all about wrestling. It'll be so cool. Can you imagine? Like, did he watch wrestling in the 90s and 2000s? Oh, my gosh. The coolest wrestlers that he was wrestling against, like Stone Cold and Triple H, all that cool stuff. Oh, my God.
Isn't it amazing that he can do that? He can have that type of career and he ends up in a kid's film. You know, isn't it? Just, like, it's just, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, The Tooth Fairy was his first kid's movie. It's like, what is happening? Yeah. In good time.
It's funny. Because he was told not to do those sort of movies because it would really harm his image. And he said, no, I feel it's a good thing to do. And how good is it that he did? Because, you know, he would never have the bromance with Kevin Hart, you know, in Central Intelligence, which was great. They've been in a few movies together. Like, they're just, I don't know, The Rock is a great guy. He is really good. Even in Jumanji, he was good. And the second one. But no,
yeah, I really like Jumanji.
Got to ask, though, because we're just talking about The Rock, and it's kind of like he's kind of overshadowed Moana in the movie, who is Uli Cravajalo, I believe her name is. Has she done anything else? Like, is there anything else? Because she was in the first movie, and that was huge. Did she go on to do anything else, any other voice acting, or is that kind of her main role that she's had?
Well, I think that's the biggest one she's had, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I
did read that as well, I think, but... I didn't recognize it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she has done some other things. She's been voice actor more so than anything. She was in Wreck-It Ralph. She was in Mean Girls in 2024.
Oh, there you go. Oh, interesting.
But yeah, she has actually done a few things. But because she's doing a voice, I bet you we wouldn't recognize her.
No, probably
not. It's like, you know, when you hear someone off the radio, you don't know what they look like until you see them live, and you go, oh, okay, that's not what I thought they looked like, which is what happens to me all the time.
Yeah. I love how they kept it so that for the Polynesian actors too, like she's from Hawaii, and then you can hear the New Zealand accents coming out in a lot of the characters. There's heaps of Kiwis. I mean, I think the dad, the chief, he was in Once We're Warriors, and he was Aquaman's dad. He's a pretty big New Zealand actor. It was awesome to hear that.
Yeah, which is really good, because in saying that, did you know they actually did 4 special dubbings of this movie? So there is a Polynesian language one, there's a Hawaiian, there's a Maori, and a Tahitian, and a Samoan version. Yeah, which is great for them to do that, because it is such a big movie from big Hawaii. Deal. It's so good that they've actually dubbed it into something other than just English.
I'm really glad you brought that up, because I read about that and I had no idea what dubbing was, but now you've made
it. It's Mr. Lee's favourite word. It's his new favourite word.
He
thinks he sounds cool. He dubs. He was probably dubbing tapes back in the 60s too, you know. So the old reel.
Yes, I was actually. Yes. Yeah. Yep, I was. And you know what was really annoying is when the radio announcer kept talking over the beginning of the song, and you'd go, oh, please don't talk. Please stop talking so we can record that song.
Yeah. I was going to say, does dubbing just mean recording?
No, dubbing is actually when someone talks over the top of you. So say you're watching a German film and they've actually got an English person doing it, or vice versa. Yeah, so it's a voiceover. Yeah. So someone else has dubbed it. So, yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, that makes more sense now. But that is very cool that they've done it in those specific languages, because I doubt that's happened before.
No. I doubt it too. I agree. It's such a good thing that they've done it. So just to make it more local.
So Chloe, we're heading towards the end of the year. We've had some big movies this year. We've had Inside Out 2. We've had Deadpool, Wolverine, Beetlejuice, another massive one. We've had obviously just recently Wicked. How do you reckon Moana 2 is going to stack up at the end of the year? So in a few weeks' time, you know. And so let's say the top 5. Do you think it'll be in there somewhere?
Yeah, I think it'll crack the top 5, but I don't think it'll be as big as Inside Out 2 or Wolverine. But I think it'll be up there. I think the sheer, like, the star power that The Rock brings, like, it's just going to bring eyes on it. And even if, like, it's going to make money, regardless if people think it's as good as the first one, it's going to be everywhere.
Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely. We're hearing great things about it. And the most important thing is it will do better than the Joker did somewhere. So that's the main thing that we know. Okay, Mr. Lee, should we give Chloe some Chalk Tops? Is that time where, hold on, we'll get some music going there. We'll give you some Chalk Tops, Chloe. 5 Chalk Tops. Right. 1 being not so great, 5 being out of this world. Moana 2, what's your Chalk Top score?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I was too easy. My husband said I was too easy on the first one I did, on the Wild Rover. Now I'm going to have to give it a 3, I think. Out of five.
Well, that's good.
That's good.
That's not bad.
That's great.
Yeah, that's not bad. I
just rubbed a bit on the fact that I took the 3-year-old with me this time, and he stayed almost the entire movie, and he was, like, legitimately wetting himself laughing the entire time when no one else was. So if that's an indication, he was, like, loving it. So it must be good.
That is very good. And do you reckon,
I think that's really good.
Any parents that are listening to this now thinking, should I take the kids along, you definitely recommend going and seeing it?
Yes. So awesome. Even if they weren't alive for the first one, which Max wasn't, like, he had no idea about the first one. And the Hey Hey and the pig, the Pua, whatever his name is, they just kept it going the whole time. He loved that. Doesn't matter about the storyline in general, he just loved that.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you so much, Chloe. Really appreciate it. But we've got a question that we'd like to ask you now for next week's Talking Flickster. They're going to be watching Heretic, which is the Hugh Grant movie. It's a horror. Have you got a question you'd like to ask them?
How terrifying. Okay, I'm probably not going to watch that because I do not like scary movies. But no, Hugh Grant is awesome, so maybe a good question would be, does it stack up to his comedies maybe?
Yeah,
I would like to Love Actually, or, like, you know, those soppy ones, Notting Hill, whatever. And I listened to him on a podcast recently, and he's hilarious. So I wonder how he does horrors.
Thank you so much, Chloe. We really, really appreciate you taking time out and doing this for us. Not a problem. Now, if you want to be part of the Talking Flickster podcast, which drops every Wednesday at midday, all you got to do is head over to the odeon5.com.au or the forum6.com.au websites, click on Talking Flicks and just fill in the form there, and then we'll be in contact with you shortly and letting you know what movie and when you can watch something.
That was very good, Mr. Lee. You haven't lost it. Yeah. But you'd be a bit dusty this week. You haven't lost it. And you know what? You didn't take the piss out of me in that too, which was great. So you must have forgotten about those. Actually, good.
Yeah.
That's even better.
I've forgotten all about that.
It's been a good week.
I need to do that. Next, we'll wait until Friday. That could change.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll be warmed up by Friday. You've been very nice today. Something's a bit wrong. Well, Mr. Lee, we will catch you at midday on Friday.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's come to the end of the podcast. Make sure you check out online, forum6.com.au, odeon5.com.au. Keep up to date with Talking Flicks. Before we go, Mr. Lee, you did say last time that you were going to give us some of your ukulele playing. And I know why you're on holiday, you were busting it out. I actually got a little bit here. I've got to say.
How did you get that?
Hold on, there's some bum notes here. That is awful.
How did you find that? How did you get that?
I'm everywhere, Mr. Lee. I'm everywhere.
I'm going to have to check.
Lock your doors.
Yes.
So we'll catch you on Friday at midday. Until then, we'll leave you with Mr. Lee's dodgy ukulele playing. Have a great week.
Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.